This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Why repeating a complaint never fixes it at work. When silence becomes the real problem. What happened? A senior leader, originally brought on as maternity cover, found herself absorbing the slack from a persistently underperforming colleague over an extended period. Despite raising the issue repeatedly with management, nothing changed. The situation eventually landed on the CEO's desk, but by then the leader was already paying the price in stress, lost sleep, and mounting frustration. The communication angle. Here is the core failure in this story, and it has nothing to do with the underperforming colleague. The real breakdown happened in how this leader communicated her situation upward. She raised the issue repeatedly, but repeating a complaint is not the same as escalating effectively. There is a critical difference between telling someone there is a problem and giving them a reason to act on it. When you go to management with a recurring issue, you need to frame it in terms they care about, not your stress, not fairness, output, risk, and cost. My colleague is not pulling her weight lands as a personnel grievance. Our team is producing at 60% capacity because one role is functionally unfilled, and here is what that costs us per quarter lands as a business problem that demands a solution. Same facts, completely different conversation. The second failure was timing. This reached the CEO, which means months or years passed before someone with real authority and motivation engaged with the problem. That gap exists because the leader never forced a moment of clarity lower in the chain. Effective escalation is not about volume, it is about precision. You pick one conversation, you make the stakes unavoidable, and you ask for a specific decision by a specific date. Open-ended complaints get shelved. Concrete requests with deadlines get answered. The third issue is the personal toll. Stress, anger, and sleepless nights tell me this leader had been absorbing the situation emotionally for far too long before communicating its true weight to anyone. That is a common trap. People in senior roles feel they should manage it, carry it, solve it quietly. But when you swallow a workplace problem that requires institutional action, you're not being professional. You are being silent at the wrong moment. And silence in situations like this is a communication choice, and it is the wrong one. Finally, the CEO intervention could have been a turning point, but only if this leader walked into that room with a clear ask, documented evidence, and a proposed path forward. If she walked in to vent or to be heard, the meeting would produce sympathy, not change. Sympathy does not fix broken team structures. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down and say it right every time. The chapter on high stakes upward communication gives your framework for turning chronic workplace complaints into single, decisive conversations that actually produce movement. Most people know what they want to say. They just never learn how to make the other person need to respond. The takeaway. Before your next escalation conversation, whether it goes to your manager, their manager, or the CEO, write down the sentence and fill in the blanks. Because of X, the business is losing Y, and I need a decision on Z by specific date. That structure forces you to translate personal frustration into organizational urgency. It gives whoever is listening a reason to act, not just a reason to feel bad for you. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.